Good evening, friends. This is Frances Langford bringing you a part of the American scene, Maxwell House Coffee Time. May we come in?
It's Maxwell House Coffee Time, brought to you each week by Maxwell House, the coffee that's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world at any price. So have another cup of coffee and listen to 30 minutes of words and music and reminiscence. The voice of Eloise, the Maxwell House Orchestra and Choir under the baton of Carmen Dragon, this is Toby Reed, and here is your hostess, Frances Langford.
What a day has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. When that bell stops to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like falling in love.
Ah, that's a nifty little song, Frances.
It's from one of Broadway's biggest hits, Brigadoon. But it's not quite your kind of song.
Well, now, how did you know that's what I was going to say?
You never like my opening song.
Well, I don't like a song that gives you the guilty feeling that you ought to be up doing calisthenics.
Are you still on that schmaltz kick?
I certainly am. What's bad about that?
Nothing, except you can't take it 24 hours a day.
I can, and I'd love a little of it right now.
Well, you're going to get it. Bend that Moonlight and Roses ear of yours this way and listen.
I'm drooling already. The fellow who plays piano in Carmen Dragon's orchestra is supposed to be pretty good. He is good, isn't he? But our conductor doesn't stop here. To assure our full musical enjoyment of this lovely tune, he calls not only for the vibrant tones of the piano, but also for the rich woodwinds, the mellow strings, and the full-bodied horn section. And when all these instruments are skillfully blended, we enjoy completely harmonious results like this. Now, just as a gifted conductor chooses different instruments for different qualities and blends them perfectly to produce good music, so it is with the gifted craftsmen who create Maxwell House Coffee. Not one, but many great coffees go into the famous Maxwell House blend, each carefully selected for its own very special flavor qualities. Our Maxwell House experts choose Monizella's for mellowness. They blend in Medellin's for richness. Select other famous coffees for robust vigor. And they add Bucaramanga's for fine, full body. And the result is truly superb coffee at its very best. A blend so genuinely satisfying, it's actually bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world. So friends, why not enjoy the very finest in coffee pleasure, coffee goodness? You can, for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. Just say Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
My dear, I adore you. My life I live for you. My wonderful, wonderful world.
What kind of a mood are you in now, Toby?
Well, Frances, I think I'll come out of this better if you just tell me, what kind of a mood would you like me to be in?
Well, imagine yourself on the American scene in 1947.
I suppose this is another one of those energetic things?
It's one of the country's top hits. The jukeboxers from Maine to California have been beating it out for weeks, and the customers love it. Listen to the Maxwell House Choir cut loose on Red Silk Stockings and Green Perfume.
Here's the story of a roaring mine of sound, and a gal who really knew her way around. They still talk of that event, 'cause the way she came and went, she took that town and turned it upside down. With the red silk stockings and the green perfume, she flew into this man's town with the silver boom. Never was any trouble, but she started some soon. With the red silk stockings and the green perfume. Oh, the town was growing and the money was flowing and the boys were throwing it around for the red silk stockings and the green perfume. She arrived on a stagecoach at the miner's saloon. What I thought was an angel was a witch on a broom. We'd be all in the jailhouse, but there ain't enough room for the red silk stockings and the green perfume.
Years ago, in the Broadway hit Knickerbocker Holiday, Walter Houston sang a song that was to become one of the great classic ballads of our time. It was the song of a man to whom a love had come late in life, in his September years. Listen to Francis Langford sing his song, The September Song.
Oh, it's a long, long while from May to December. But the days grow short when you reach September, when the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. One hasn't got time for the waiting game.
It's the girls in bright cotton dresses on the streets of your town. It's the long stretches of shore where the Pacific or the Atlantic curls its toes in the sand. It's work days and holidays. This week, it's most certainly something that concerns the 4th of July. You lie in bed listening to the firecrackers a moment, and then you remember that you're taking your kid sister to her first dance at the country club that night, and she hasn't even seen her new dress, and you get out of bed in a hurry. You're a little late for breakfast.
I cooked breakfast. It stinks.
It certainly does.
Francis, can't you do something about that noise?
You're not very patriotic, are you, Pop?
What do you mean I'm not patriotic?
Those children are celebrating the birth of freedom and liberty and the patriotic ideal that is America.
Well, let them do it in front of someone else's house.
Oh, the idea of objecting to the joys of little children celebrating the birth of...
Francis, will you muzzle that girl?
You better be quiet, Holly.
Now he's trying to muzzle free speech.
You're growing into a positive menace.
Hey, I almost forgot. Sister, I got you a new dress yesterday for the country club party tonight. You were asleep when I got home.
A new dress? Oh, Francis, how utterly utter. How dreamer Rooney vote. That's sensation.
What'd she say?
She said that was swell.
Did she really?
Oh, where is the dress?
It's hanging in my room. Go look at it if you want to.
Gee, thanks.
You get an escort for her, Francis?
Yeah, Jerry Collins.
Jerry Collins? Holly hates Jerry, and the feeling is mutual.
I know, but Marge is the only friend I have with a brother of the right age, and it'll just have to be Jerry.
Francis, do I have to wear this?
That's a very pretty dress. I had to hunt all over town for it.
But, Francis, it's got puff sleeves and a sash. Oh, I don't want to go to the old dance if I have to go looking like a square.
What's that?
You ought to know. You're one.
Sister.
Should I be angry, Francis?
Very.
Holly, how dare you talk to your...
But would you wear a dress like that, Daddy?
Well, it isn't exactly my style. But I think you look very pretty in it.
Who am I going to this clam bake with?
Jerry Collins.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am. Honest, I am, Francis.
Pop, get the castor oil.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe you'd better.
You'd rather take a dose of castor oil than go with Jerry Collins?
Frankly, yes.
I don't blame you.
I'm sorry, but everything's arranged. You're wearing that dress, you're going with Jerry, and I don't want to hear another word about it.
And to think they dare to call this the glorious fourth.
Well, I can certainly see that this is going to be a perfectly charming evening. So you get ready for the dance, and you and Toby and Pop and the kids start out for the country club. The silence from the back seat is positively deathly. So you say to your father, Pop, say something to Jerry.
Huh? What? Oh, all right. Jerry?
Yes, sir?
What do you think of the international situation?
Huh? Oh, not much.
That's what I thought. How about the internal problems relating to the coming election?
Not much.
Say, Jerry, can you shed any light on the latest about Dick Tracy?
Not much.
You don't know much of anything, do you, Cyanide?
Not much.
You think to yourself, never again. And immediately you have the uneasy feeling that everyone else in the car is thinking the same thing. So you get to the dance.
You keep your eyes closed while you dance. If you keep them closed, you can pretend you're dancing with Van Johnson. Except that Van Johnson wouldn't be. You're stepping on my feet.
You're lucky I'm not stamping on them. Look, will you quit trying to lead me? Girls aren't supposed to lead when they're dancing.
But you keep bumping into people. I'm just trying to steer you.
If you want to steer, you can just dance by yourself.
Oh, the trouble with you is you think everything you do is right. You won't admit anybody can do anything better than you can.
I certainly won't admit any girl can do everything better than I can. The trouble with you is you think you're better than everybody. And sometimes you aren't even better than anybody.
Oh, you're just mad because I beat you playing tennis.
Well, you wouldn't have beat me if I hadn't got that cramp in my arm. None of the fellas like you. You better get wise to yourself or you're never going to have any dates.
I don't care if nobody likes me, including you. I wouldn't have come with you if my sister hadn't made me.
I got paid to bring you.
Why, Jerry Collins, you gigolo.
See sister run into the library and bang the door. So you follow her in. Pop's in there, too.
Daddy, do you care if I'm an old maid?
Not particularly. Why?
Jerry says none of the fellows like me.
Sister, when you play tennis with the boys, who usually wins?
I do.
Well, that's bad.
Bad? That's fatal.
You see, honey, if you want to be popular, you've got to lose once in a while.
That's right. I remember the first time I met your mother. I beat her playing croquet. She looked up at me and said, "You have a wonderful swing there." Talk about swing. She had me with one stroke.
And another thing, you have to make Jerry feel strong and masculine and superior. Forget the things that are wrong with him. Just look for the things you admire.
There aren't many in Jerry, Francis.
Well, there will be if you study him a little. Now go on out there and try again.
So you go out and hunt for Jerry. He doesn't look very pleased to see you, but you act as though you're very pleased to see him. And after a while, he begins to melt a little. Jerry, you know, you have the best backhand drive of any boy in town.
Well, a good backhand depends on what you put behind it.
Would you help me on mine, Jerry?
Sure. Sure I would, Holly.
I'm sorry I said those things, Jerry. I guess I just said them because I was afraid you'd know I liked you.
Gee whiz, Holly. Gee whiz, anyhow.
You look up at him and he smiles at you. And you think, why, he looks kind of like Van Johnson and I never even noticed before. And you can't take your eyes away.
You and Pop and Toby go out on the porch to watch the fireworks. And pretty soon, Sister comes over by you, holding her cheek. What's the matter, Holly? Have you got a toothache?
No. That's where Jerry kissed me.
Where Jerry... What?
Oh, and thank you for lovely dress, Francis. Jerry thinks the sleeves are dreamy.
That's fine, sister. Look, they're all ready with the fireworks. Don't you think...
Jerry's simply a divine dancer. He hardly steps on your feet at all.
Look at that rocket. Sister, don't you think you ought to go over and sit with Jerry and watch the fireworks?
All right, Francis. You know what else Jerry said?
You can tell us in the morning, dear.
I will, too. Jerry's wonderful.
You know, Francis, one could grow a little tired of Jerry.
Hey, look at those fireworks. The Liberty Bell. Isn't that something, Francis?
I'll say it is. You stand there watching the fireworks, and you think of the days when the Liberty Bell was new, and of that gallant company who polished her and put her up in Philadelphia as a symbol to the country and to the world. And you think of that Yankee Doodle spirit they call the Spirit of 76, and the Rough Riders and the Doughboys and the GIs and all those who have defended it. And you stand there with a lump in your throat thinking, thank you. Thank you for my town, my country, and my privilege of being able to say, I am an American.
Ah, the 4th of July. Yes, there'll be some real old-fashioned celebrating tomorrow, Francis.
And along with the fireworks, there's sure to be lots of eating, Toby. Fun meals, picnic lunches, and barbecue suppers from coast to coast.
Right, Francis. And when the call goes up for coffee, as it always does, you'll find that Maxwell House is a real part of the American scene, too. Coffee? Sure, it's our national drink. And this fact is worth remembering. Today, with over 1,000 coffee brands to choose from, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. Now, flavor tells this popularity story. That good-to-the-last-drop Maxwell House flavor that results from the skillful blending of choice Latin American coffees, radiant roasted to perfection. Flavor and value, too. For with all this extra flavor dividend, Maxwell House costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. Right now, you'll be drinking lots of iced coffee. Icing is a real test of coffee flavor, and the Maxwell House flavor really stands up to bring you a summertime treat that's tops. But hot or iced, just make sure it's Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
He was born on the 4th of July, and almost as soon as he could talk, he was the kid beating the drum and waving the flag. It was my pleasure a few years ago to appear in the picture based on his life, Yankee Doodle Dandy, and to sing some of the songs that made him a part of the American scene. Broadway claimed him, but he really belonged to the whole wide country. Listen while Eloise, Carmen Dragon, the Maxwell House Orchestra and Choir and I bring you the songs of George M. Cohan.
Thank you.
But with propriety, society will say Marie. But it was Mary, Mary, long before the fashion came. And there is something there that sounds so square, it's a grand old name.
For it is Mary, Mary, long before the fashion came. And there is something there that sounds so square, it's a grand old name.
Give my regards to Broadway, remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there ere long.
Inviting you to be with us again next week at Maxwell House Coffee Time. We'll have more words and music for you, so we hope you'll join us over your Maxwell House coffee cups. And for Eloise, Carmen Dragon, Toby Reed, the orchestra, the choir, and myself, good night.
Just a taste of Jell-O pudding, then believe you, we will know.
You'll know you never tasted anything better. And Jell-O puddings are back at your grocer's right now. Jell-O puddings with that rich, distinctive homemade goodness. Flavor that's best by your own taste test. Mellow and smooth as cream. Jell-O chocolate pudding, Jell-O butterscotch pudding, Jell-O vanilla pudding. They're made with milk and nourishing. They cook in just about 5 minutes. That's Jell-O puddings. You never tasted anything better.